Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. But Dr. Green is going to be back next week. He's still taking some R&R, which he deserved greatly. But we got Sean Whitfield with us in the studio today. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Ed. Happy to be here. And I'm assuming that Dr. Green is enjoying the beach somewhere. Have any idea?
I just saw a photo of his feet on the beach with some waves, so I'm sure he is.
Well, good for him. It is certainly that time of the year to take advantage of that if you have the time. And I just got back from the beach myself. I spent 6 days in Mexico, and it was a very much enjoyable vacation. So it always helps to kind of get away and recharge.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty good fella of taking care of myself, eating properly, exercising every day, and taking all my right supplements. But the thing I don't do is allow myself to recharge. I have to learn to be better at that. I'm very honest about any of the struggles in my life. I'm dealing with a real chronic issue with my hip. And it started in the gym one day, actually. And it's been several months now. And I keep getting a little better, then I get worse. And I'm going to learn how to handle this so that I can hopefully help other people. It's not a classic diagnosable injury. It's just debilitating at moments when it just tightens my hips to a point I can't walk. Well, I've done everything I know to do, and I'm doing my chiropractic adjustments, just started recently, and physical therapy, and got some x-rays even. That, for me, that's pretty significant, and I'm going to whip this thing one way or the other. I do believe heavily in a philosophy of a physician that I respect probably more than any other. He's passed away, named Dr. John Sarno in New York, which he had built a career on believing and recognizing and treating people's chronic pain from the aspect that makes very much sense to me, that sometimes, and many times more than sometimes, chronic pain continues not because of any good reason physically. It's because we all have a pretty large cup filled with emotional rage, trauma, sadness, anger, and the body, when it finds a pain source, will create physical pain to distract us from the emotions. The emotions are far more difficult for us to handle and deal with than any physical abnormality normally. And so when I'm thinking about my hip, well, I'm not thinking about, you know, a few months ago during stressful times or something that happened that I maybe want to turn my face away from. So I'm delving into the journaling and the inner journey because I feel that's where the true healing will occur. So I know that's not the consistent consensus of people who treat pain, but it is mine at this point. You know, now there'll be a day where I may have to have a hip replacement. We all will wear out at a certain point. Don't think that's here yet. I will keep you abreast as to what I'm going to do. But I know I've gone way too fast, too furious with work for too many years, and I do need to slow down.
I've got a question of curiosity for you, Ed, thinking about as you share your story. And this is probably not the question to ask the legendary Ed Jones, but when you are experiencing that pain, especially you wake up in the middle of the night, do you ever have the urge to see if you can find an Advil or anything like that?
I will have to be honest with you, and yes, it is. I'm probably taking more of those pills in the past 3 months than I have in the previous 63 years. Yeah. There are times where you have to do what you have to do to manage your life, mm-hmm. and in this case, there are moments that I have had to do that, and I'm not feeling I'm disloyal by doing it. It's very necessary, and I'm doing it very judiciously, and I'm taking very, very much caution with it. So, yes.
I could see where you could tolerate a lot of pain before you would give in.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I would consider that giving in for Ed Jones.
It was, and I had to get over that because, as we age, we better be friends with change because it's going to happen. And but, again, sometimes we have to do what we have to do to get through that next half of a day, and then we regroup, and we're going on forward, but it's not going to beat me, and I'm going to learn from it, and we get up every day, and life's going to throw challenges at all of us, and I'm not going to take it lying down.
Do you ever have the situation where you're dealing with pain in both hips, or is it just one particular?
Oh, it's so odd. It moves around, and that's where, again, like Dr. John Sarno, he wrote a great book on back healing, and he says when you have this emotionally triggered ongoing chronic pain, almost everyone who has it from the emotional standpoint, the pain will move. Oh my gosh, I've got like six places, and like my right hip didn't hurt a bit yesterday, and today it's just like not wanting to walk, and then it goes from different side to side. And the same thing happened to me a couple years ago, and I went to a hypnotist and got hypnotized, and I woke up the next day and it was all gone. And so that even further convinced me of the emotional connection.
Have you tried that with your hip?
I did. And the thing is, if you believe what John Sarno says, the subconscious is what's driving this, not the conscious. You will not think this is happening, and because you don't hear the subconscious. Well, the subconscious is pretty shrewd, and it was tricked the first time with the hypnosis. Well, it was on to me the second time, so it wouldn't allow it to happen, because it already knew why I was doing it. I know that sounds somewhat crazy, but it's not. And so I've got to figure out the next step. And I will do that one way or the other. And I will adapt and move on. I'm still in the gym every single morning. Whether I get 3 hours sleep or eight, I will not give in, and I will be there every morning. I just can't work legs, but I am definitely working upper body.
You know, there's a lot of people that I know that are in the gym like you are that are dealing with pain every single day. One of our mutual friends, and he and I have become pretty close friends, Darren Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He's been here on the Vital Health Radio and shared his story before, and I know you've had him on your podcast, and he and I was talking a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the severity of the shoulder pain he's been going through. And you might have even noticed that he has posted a photo on his social media where he had some cupping done the other day. And he went to a physical therapist, and he said that was helping him some with some of his shoulder pain. Have you done that before?
I have. I really like cupping. And, I haven't done that this time. And that's because cupping is what it is you actually, it's an ancient art of using little suction cups, and it pulls the fascia, which is like some of the connective material, out from the body. Like massage pushes things in, which is fine because it needs to do that too. But there's very few things that can actually pull us the other direction. And what that can do is open blood flow, release pressure on nerves, but it does bruise the skin when you do it. I've had many cuppings in my life, and generally it is on my back or shoulders. I believe even in Darren's case, I think there's almost always some emotional component to sadness and things in our life that just break our heart. And what we do as Americans is we shove it down. We don't go grieve it. You know, in the old days, especially in the days of non-crazy, chaotic, fast-paced life, and also in other countries, there was so much more downtime and inward time and quiet time and community time. Well, today we don't have that. And those were the moments where people, without even realizing it, were going inward because they were forced to. I mean, I don't know about you, Sean, but I remember being bored a lot when I grew up because we didn't have all the toys and we had to come up with our own game plans. And there was a lot of solitude sometimes of just sitting around. And very few of us do that much anymore.
We did a lot of G.I. Joe and Legos and all that kind of thing. Would you think cupping would help your hips at all?
No, I don't. Hips are a little different issue than the back and the other.
I see.
I think that honestly, I gotta somehow unlock this pattern. And that's what happens in chronic pain is you start getting a pattern where you expect the pain to come because it's been coming. And that's kind of what's going on now. I just, like, there's times I don't, if I don't think about it and it's the right moment, I don't have any pain. And as soon as, if you had asked me and you said, well, how's your pain going? All of a sudden the pain would come back.
Like right now you're feeling pain.
Oh yeah. Because we're talking about my pain.
Yeah.
And, but
interesting.
It's all natural. It's just the way it's supposed to work. This isn't voodoo. It's just, Dr. Matt McClanahan, which I've had him on my show once before, he practices, he's a medical doc, and he practices pain therapy using Dr. John Sarno's principles. And he has on his door of his office, and I actually took a photo of it. And this is so true, because people don't understand this. You take 1,000 people and you did x-rays on their back or their hips, over 50 years old, about 85% are going to have some diagnosable imbalances and some arthritis and some wear and tear. And but the majority of those don't have pain. And like a person, my chiropractor told me today, she said, I have seen people who had the worst x-rays on earth with bone on bone who come dancing in my door. And I've seen others with perfect x-rays who can't walk without a cane. So I think the medical community, not putting them down, is not, but it's easy to take someone's x-ray and say, you need some work, you need some surgery, you need to get this fixed. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way, that we don't need it, because all of us at 50 have some pretty, sometimes ugly things on x-rays. Mm-hmm. So
I've noticed as I've gotten older and now being in my early 50s, that I have more friends now than I've noticed ever before that have dealt with either a knee replacement or a hip replacement.
Absolutely.
It is so common.
Well, if you think about it, we go through these phases of history where there's a like a decade of the disease of the decade. Well, do you remember how many people had carpal tunnel? Mm-hmm. They don't have it anymore. Why don't they have it anymore? Because it was self-induced on a subconscious level because everyone else had it. It was. It was contagious from the mental state. You don't see people wearing those big arm protectors much. A little bit you do. But I remember it seemed like every 10th person had, I've got carpal tunnel. I've got carpal tunnel. I don't ever hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's the hip and the knee. So it's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And of course, I'm always the one talking about the weirdo stuff. It is time to take a break, Sean. When we come back, we got more talk. I want to tell you a little bit about a new workout I'm doing, despite my pain on the lower half. I'm killing myself on the upper half. And Adam, one of my employees, put me on this workout, and I want to explain it and see what you think about it. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in. 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally here with Dr. Green, but he's on vacation again. I'm here with Sean, and I do want to say, Sean, you know, as far as I talked about in the first segment, I'm dealing with this chronic hip issue. Life will throw anything at us, and I really believe that we should embrace it in order to learn and to actually evolve. But I'm still totally connected, even though I'm not getting relief from it, is using joint support supplements, because building that cartilage as best I can at 64 and creating less inflammation. In fact, to share with you real quick, then we'll move on. You know, I was pretty concerned of how much inflammation I actually had. And see, inflammation is not always pain. Inflammation is a type of a mechanism in the body where it's trying to fix something. And that's where a lot of plaque comes in arteries, Alzheimer's in the brain, arthritis in the joints, because things are inflamed. And I was concerned that I had this massive inflammation. Well, I had the blood work done at the Nutrition World, which we do every Tuesday. Please take hold of that if you want to really fine tune your health. And I had almost zero inflammation. So I have pain, but I have no inflammation. That's important for long-term rehabilitation. And how does that happen? By eating a low inflammatory diet, which is lower in carbs, a little bit keto leaning, a lot of healthy fat, and taking the turmerics and the curcumins and the collagen and the joint support products and omega-3. So I'm deeply still connected to the fact that even though I'm not getting immediate pain relief, it's going to build me a platform for ultimate healing down the road.
Are there any benefits to eating a lot of spinach?
Actually, spinach has a lot of foods that we kind of glamorize have a dark side. Spinach has what we call oxalates in it. And oxalates are one thing. It causes kidney stones, but it can also cause pain in joints. And, you know, it's interesting you just said that, because, you know, my mind goes to, I'm a great detective about health, because that's all I do is talk about it, listen about it, read about it. And we can actually do a blood test for oxalates. I may just throw it on my little chart next week to see if I have excessive amounts. I have actually limited a little bit of my spinach because of the oxalates. And kale actually has, if we eat too much, can have some negative consequences. So everything's in balance. In fact, I think that's a great part to bring up a new video I did 2 days ago. And the title was Eating Habits for Long-Term Health. And it was a 17-minute video. It was posted on Nutrition World. I posted it on the Vital Health Facebook page. And it was where Brian, my manager of the podcast, was talking to me about my ideas about how do we pick and how do we decide what a healthy diet is. And I do all of this without scripts. I never think about it. I'm just using my experience and intuition to answer. And I came up with this, which I do believe is, we all have to find the optimal diet for us, our genetics, our chemistry. Well, how do you know it's the correct diet? Go back to blood testing. Anyone who has optimal blood levels, and when I say optimal, not your normal physical you get at the doc, but the kind of the panel I recommend. Again, going back to the C-reactive protein for inflammation and all these nutrient levels. If you can create optimal blood chemistry, I don't care if you're eating skunks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Whatever it takes to create optimal blood chemistry, that's the diet for you. And I've looked at a lot of vegetarians. Everything across the board. And that's where I don't judge people on their choices, because if you can do it, as I've had two people this week who came to me, generally I don't have people who have what I call optimal blood levels of chemistry, but these two people did, and they did not eat like I did. If they walked in without their blood work, I would have said, I would recommend you to kind of eat this way instead of that. No, these people figured it out and they did the right thing. And no, they don't eat like me or some of the books, but they have optimal blood chemistry. So I encourage people to kind of think about that. I do think there's some hard and fast rules. One is too many carbohydrates is going to damage the cells, the mitochondria function, especially as we get older. That's one. Two is we have to have healthy fats. I mean, those are the two absolute rules. But if you go to Vital Health Radio Facebook, you can watch a 17-minute video. And I have to say, I think I did a pretty dang good job on that.
One thing that came to my mind at the end of your comments there, healthy fats. If I'm not mistaken, on a previous Vital Health Radio, you had shared about cottage cheese, how it has the healthy fats that your body needs. Isn't that correct?
It has a lot of, it actually has more healthy protein.
Right.
And the whole, I do always purchase whole fat products, like my yogurt and cottage cheese won't be the low fat. It will be the higher fat levels.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember the brand because you've gotten me to buying it.
On the cottage cheese?
On the cottage cheese.
Actually, right now, I'm off the cottage cheese kick. I'm on the yogurt kick only. Every night, I will have the triple cream yogurt by Siggy's, and I will put organic blueberries on it, and that's my snack every night at about 7. So I don't do the cottage cheese right now.
Well, ever since we had our conversation that day, I have been on the cottage cheese kick. And I keep it in my refrigerator in my office. I keep it in my refrigerator at home. And I started noticing when I first started buying that specific product, and I can see the label, but I can't remember the name that you recommended, mm-hmm. and I've been eating it ever since. Publix was running out of it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recognized a few weeks ago, and I had checked a couple months ago, they didn't have it, but Food City has started mm-hmm. carrying it. They've started carrying it in large supply, and it's cheaper.
Oh.
So they have a much bigger supply than Publix does, so... Just a FYI, I thought I'd
Well, that's good because I'm finding that Publix is running out of the yogurts that I'm eating also.
They have a large supply, I've noticed, of the yogurts there
okay.
at Food City.
Well, I go through spells of switcheroony, so I will be back on cottage cheese, and I can see the label too. I just can't remember the exact name. But what isn't a great snack? I mean, it keeps you full. It keeps your blood sugar balanced. It is the healthy fat, healthy mm-hmm. protein, low carb. Some people, it may be a little high in sodium, but in most people, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I found it worked out great. It tastes good. And you mentioned the protein. It has 19 grams per one of those small containers.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I always, the lady I was just counseling yesterday, her first name was Carol, and she had really good blood work. And she was telling me about her diet. And the only thing I tweaked on it, or I suggested, was I said, anytime, especially after 50, we need to make sure we have enough protein in our diet, because she was relying on beans and rice. And I just really, really feel uncomfortable that we can rely on the combination of foods to create proper protein, even though, yes, there's people who have lived a long time doing that. There's no doubt. But it's not really super efficient. And we're going to lose 1% of muscle per year after age 35 to 40. One of the ways to cut that by 50% is to consume about a half a gram of protein per pound of body weight. I asked her how much she weighed. She said 140. I said, please hit 70 grams of good quality protein. Everything from your mental status, your blood sugar levels, to your muscle status will change to the positive if you can do that. And if what I figured she was eating was about 35 grams of protein, and it was maybe, because she was so leaning toward no meat, it may not even have been that high. So I encourage people to, if they don't want to eat it, then at least drink a protein drink. I mean, we have the cleanest protein drinks on earth at Nutrition World, and it's just easy and it's simple.
And you said a half a gram of protein per body pound.
Per pound. So she weighed 140. I think she should be at 70.
Gotcha.
This 1 gram per pound of body weight that bodybuilders use, I actually don't think we need to do that. I don't think it's super harmful, but I do like about 3/4 of a gram per pound of body weight. And I mean, especially after a workout, that's when you recover, and using something with complete proteins, either the whey protein or the plant-based proteins are doing quite well with the branch chain. And I do want to say that Adam, my employee, is a wonderful employee at the store. In fact, he just got his certified nutritionist degree yesterday, and he was really proud about that. And we are rocking and rolling with clients and people who are really wanting some help on their lifestyle. But he sent me a workout that he was doing, and I posted it on Vital Health's Facebook, and it's called Lactic Acid Training. And I want you to look at it, Sean, and maybe try it.
Actually, I did look at it the other day. I saw where you had posted it, and it really sparked my interest. And I did look at it. I didn't read it thoroughly because there's a lot to that workout.
It's pretty dang intense, too. And let me tell you.
That's what it looked like.
But to simplify it, and it's, I've never done this before, but you are like on chest, I will pick an exercise, and I will pick, I'll do the first set with the with where six reps is the most I can do. And they're actually saying in there, your eyeballs need to be bulging on that six reps. So you're giving all you have. You set that down, you lower the weight, you wait 10 seconds, then you do 12 reps, set that down, wait 10 seconds, and then you do 25 by lowering the weight. You do three sets of that. And then you have a combination of, like, I'll do chest and back on that day. Oh, my gosh. And I've actually seen some visible changes in my muscular structure just from doing that. And I only do it 2 days a week. The other 3 days, I do different workout. It's too much. I couldn't handle it. But I love the effect. And one of the ladies at the gym, she also is working out on it. And she told me that she has seen visible results in 3 weeks by doing that.
How long have you been on it?
About 7 weeks. And I am very pleased. If I wasn't hobbling around on this hip thing, I'd do it for the legs because I need that desperately. But it is on Vital Health Facebook, Lactic Acid Training. So check it out if you're looking for a new workout. We need to have new challenges in the gym or any exercise program. We can plateau so easily if we do the same old thing every single day. Yeah. We don't need that.
Very good point.
So I did want to say just yesterday I was driving through actually Hurricane Creek and going up to see my daughter and my son-in-law, and it was really, I don't know, it's kind of ugly for me to say this, but I'm sitting there driving, and because they live in the far back side of it,
it's like its own little city.
It is. And I'm seeing all these people, you know, out in the yard, sitting on the porch, walking around the roads. And I mean, it's just the truth. 70% were almost to obese, but yet their houses were immaculate. And I thought, if you could just spend half the effort on your eating, nutrition, and lifestyle that you spent on that yard, what a game changer that would be. And it's just the truth. People just don't do the effort that they need to make their bodies healthy.
That may be their only source of exercise.
It might be. Yeah.
So, of course, if they got on a good routine walk in that neighborhood, there's a lot of hills there.
There are.
They could get a good workout in.
But again, the knife and fork's the most powerful tool, and then supplementation. In fact, there was, I don't know if you saw this, Sean, but I really like this study. It was on, again, on Facebook, on Vital Health. I posted it, I think, yesterday. But it was supposedly the first actual published research study looked at people on an 8-week program where they really embraced the healthy diet, sleep, exercise, relaxation, probiotics, supplements, and it showed in 8 weeks a absolute reversal of age. Their markers for every component of aging went back up to 5 years in that 8 weeks, and it shows the power that we have within our own hands to turn our life around. The lady I actually talked to just yesterday, I spoke of earlier, she said that what happened to her, and she's about 53, she said she knew her health was declining about 3 years ago, and she did what she called a hard reset. When we do that on our phone or computer, there's people who need to gradually change, and there's people who need to just turn everything upside down. She was one who did it all in one day, and in 2 years or three, she has turned her health 100% around, and it's so possible if we just do the right thing. So
very true.
Well, you know, time flies by always, but especially does with you, Sean. I don't know.
This is the fastest hour in radio.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got to pull some conversation on the old virus issue just for a little bit. Always got to get my 3 cents worth in on that one. That plus some more to come for Dr. Green normally, but this time it's Ed Jones and Sean Whitfield. So stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh. I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with Sean Whitfield today. But Dr. Green will be back next Sunday with us. And, of course, I want to make a disclaimer that anything we talk about regarding the virus is our personal opinion only, not that of the station nor of Memorial Hospital. And so, you know, every week there's some new news, and, you know, luckily things and trends are certainly looking very, very positive, but we got the new Delta variant coming in, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is rapidly growing across the country and across the world. I wanted to share just a very quick story. I'll try to make it quick. You know, we're in that time of the year where vacations are going on. Some people are, you know, traveling within the United States, and some people are traveling abroad. I know a vacation destination for a lot of people in our area is the Caribbean or Mexico. Last week, my girlfriend and I, we went to Mexico, was there for 6 days. We are getting ready to fly back to Chattanooga. We get on the plane in Mexico, coming back, and noticed as I was seated there on the plane, and we were one of some of the earlier ones to be on the plane first. It was a lady that kind of walked in, and she looked like she'd been crying. She sat down behind us, and she spoke to me, and we began a conversation. Found out that her husband and daughter were having to remain in Mexico. The reason why is while they were in Mexico, her daughter got COVID. Now, the policy in Mexico and other places is you have to have a negative COVID test before you fly back into the United States. So all the resorts in Mexico are set up to where they will do COVID testing, and it's done 2 days before your departure date. It's just a normal practice now. Anywhere you go in Mexico, that's a resort for sure. Her daughter was there, 21 years old, celebrating the fact she had just graduated from college. She had gotten the COVID vaccine back in December. Uh-huh. So she had had the vaccine. Took the COVID test, tested positive twice. As a result of that, she was having to stay in Mexico for 14 days.
Oh.
Her husband was having to stay with her. And on top of it, they lost the money of their plane ticket back to Atlanta, because they were flying back to Atlanta. And it was going to be well over $4,000 at the resort for them to stay for the next 2 weeks. Her husband only had like a week's worth of vacation left.
Uh-huh.
So he was going to have to go an extra week with no pay. And that was, you know, as long as it wasn't beyond 14 days. So the moral of the story is, even though you may have had the COVID vaccine, if you travel without outside the United States, there is a level of risk, because that could have happened to anybody. That could have happened to me. And I got to thinking as we were flying back on the plane, I'm thinking, if I got stranded in Mexico for 14 days and was away from my business, away from everything at home, how would I be able to deal with that? Then you've got all this increased added cost. Plus, if you get COVID, you never know if you might find yourself in a Mexican hospital.
Ooh.
Are you going to have the level of health care that you have here in the United States? Chances are you're not. So anyway, if you are considering a vacation outside the United States, keep that in mind. Even if you've had the COVID vaccine, you could still contract COVID. We always hear in the news media, the younger people, 20s and 30s, are less likely to get COVID. However, it can still happen. This young lady, 21 or 22 years old, is a prime example.
That is a spooky story that I've thought about that, and that's one reason I don't want to travel in other countries. That's the worst nightmare I could imagine.
Oh yeah, and if you go on vacation, say in Florida, you know, you can figure out how to get back, and you can get back in a reasonable amount of time. But if you leave the United States, it is 14 days once you've got a COVID test that is negative.
Ooh, yeah.
So
jeez,
just keep that in mind. And they're not bending the rules.
Mm-mm-mm. So. Well, this old boy will be staying in the United States. That's for sure.
Yeah, just keep in mind, you got to measure the risk worth the reward.
Well, now, so they test you because you're going to the airport to fly back?
No, it is a federal law that you have to have a negative test. So we went to a place there in the resort on, we were flying back Sunday, so we had an appointment at 12:30 on Friday to be tested.
Okay.
Then once you are tested, within 6 hours, they will email you a lab report.
Okay.
Showing whether you're positive or negative. Then when you go to check in, we were flying Delta. When you go to check in Delta, you have to show proof of a negative COVID test.
Okay.
If you don't have proof to show that you have a negative COVID test, you don't board the plane.
Jeez. Okay. Well, it definitely does it for me. But, you know, we're going to get through this, and those things will loosen up and be more lax as the years go on. But it may be a couple more years.
Yeah.
It really might. And, you know, this new Delta variant, of course, the news media wants to blow everything headlines up with news with the words of fear-mongering. There's no doubt. I mean, I think they have a dictionary of what words could spark people into the riding the fear train, and they always use it on CNN and even Fox and all the stations, where in truth, that the truth is far different than what the headlines read, because they are wanting to sell and get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what was told to us early in the COVID story has now been shown to be completely wrong, because there's a place called the Research by Public Health England, and this was in England, because the United States is not going to present this information. And it says that two doses of the Pfizer COVID shot is 88% effective against the Delta variant, while the AstraZeneca's DNA is 60% effective. But the thing is, all variants are unlikely to pose significantly different risk to people who have natural immunity compared to the vaccine. I've said this from day one. I want to get COVID. I said it, not day one, but say maybe 2 months into it. I said this, I went around saying, if you have COVID, please come cough in my face. Because one is, I have an immune system. I don't know where people forgot that they actually have an immune system. And let's build that up with nutrients and everything from NAC to the things we know. My podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I have two physicians who talk about this is what you do to get over it quickly, which is what I did. I got it last June, a year ago June, and I'd used my goodies, and I was over the worst symptoms of 48 hours. I did have fatigue for 3 weeks.
Well, you were one of the first ones I knew personally that had it. And no doubt about it, I know you have a high immune system, but why do you think you got COVID so quickly as compared to, I'd say, the average person?
Well, I'm around so many people, one, and I don't know. It was, but it just the only downside to it was I was on the one vacation of my year, of the whole year. So I had just arrived, and that night I woke up with a cough from Haiti and was shaking the bed, and I knew, whoops, this is not my normal kind of feeling bad. So I took all my goodies. The next night was 50% less cough. The third day was none whatsoever. I did walk around with the fatigue after that. But what we're seeing now is that the natural immunity, which is what we were built to have, is far more effective than the vaccine. And it's just not that I'm asking people to want to have it, but those people who have had it are very, very fortunate people at this point in time because of that exact reason. And there is a government agency that is monitoring, you know, the side effects of the vaccine. And up to this point, there's been 387,000 reports of adverse effects from all age groups, with 6,100 deaths and 31,000 serious injuries. That's between December 14, 2020 and June 18th of 2021. And this is called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Initials are V-A-E-R-S. It is government operated. It is as accurate as they can be. They do feel that it is vastly unreported, that some of the side effects, so it could be far worse than this. I will still say that I think there are people in the community that should get it. I'm not opposed to saying that everyone should not have it. And I do actually lean personally, with all my studies and my strong opinions, to the Johnson & Johnson, because it's a little bit different type of vaccine than the others. But we know that the biggest concern to me, and I've had two physicians now tell me this locally, that deal with women and female issues and pregnancy, and they've said they've never seen more miscarriages in their entire career than in women who've had the vaccine and then get pregnant. And some of these numbers are staggering, because the vaccine, one, it concentrates in the ovaries of women more than any other part of the body. And for anyone who recommends a pregnant woman to get this, I don't know how they could even slightly assume that this would be a good decision. I just don't. We have a virus that has less than 1% death rate, and yes, it has some lingering effects, some people that are above the 1%. But why would you endanger a developing fetus when we have no clue, and it's an experimental vaccine, and it's been rushed through all the studies? We have no idea what this will do. Do not trust these billboards that say, it's safe, get your vaccine. No, make a wise decision, then get your vaccine if you want it, or not get the vaccine.
Do you happen to know what the percentage rate is of people getting COVID for more than one time?
It's pretty dang small. I did read it the other day, and it's not anything worrisome.
Is it double digits?
Very low, like about 11%, I believe is what it is. And
I were just wondering what the odds would be of somebody like yourself or whomever that had COVID before, you know, contracting the virus again.
Well, the good thing of COVID is that, you know, we've all learned to wash our hands better, one, and we certainly all practice more sanitation. I love the fact that restaurants now have really stepped up the plate with cleaning and doing the things that common sense wise should have been done long ago. And also with COVID, I've been very fortunate. I really do value the fact that many physicians have, and healthcare practitioners and the public, have recognized that the care of the body is very important, because we do know that the people who are really suffering most of the time had some significant health issues of at least two medical diagnoses before, and then when they got it, then they had a rough time with it. And that, of course, is obesity being one, and people who take certain medications like ACE2 inhibitors and blank, blank, blank. And the other big thing is ivermectin is so freaking effective that it is probably one of the biggest reasons I'm furious about this whole COVID issue, is because of the the negativity that the mainstream health experts have not embraced ivermectin. Why haven't they embraced it? How are you going to sell a vaccine if you're selling, if you're prescribing a drug that's about 90% effective that costs about $5? You're not. You're not going to make the billions off of ivermectin. And so it goes back, follow the dollar, follow the money. And I'm not a conspiracy person, but I can tell you that this is a sad story. It is going to be in the history book someday. Hopefully the truth will come out. I don't know.
Interesting. Yep. It is an interesting conversation.
Well, and you're not hearing, you know, this kind of opinions unless you really are searching for it in most areas of the media. And, you know, Dr. Green has a little bit slightly different opinion, of course, but he also has some concerns. So I'm not going to speak for him, but
I noticed Dr. Green's perspective is very different than it was 3 years ago.
Yes. Isn't it, though?
I think somebody's had an influence on him.
Well, he is my bud. That's for sure. We really enjoy our and we do debate and we do what mature people do. We can disagree and still be friends and have nice debates. It isn't like I've got to win and you've got to lose. Mm-hmm. No, we can all win, people like Dr. Green and myself. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking the last couple points. I want to update people on my sleep ring for the final time. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here with my bud Sean Whitfield. And Dr. Green normally has, you know, what we call his spiritual moment. I'm certainly never going to fill his shoes. But I do want to say one little thing about a poem that I've really valued for many, many years in my life. There's actually two of them, one of which is an unknown author. A bird on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking because her trust is not on the branch, but on her own wings. Always believe in yourself. During tough times, sometimes with my hip, I tend to not believe that, you know, I'm strong enough to withstand, or I'm getting weak. And I know that I'm going to learning from this, and I'm going to overcome it, and I will be back on my game. And then the last one's Helen Keller quotes that security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. This counters today's kind of philosophy, Sean, because everybody is a lot of the system that we have is trying to make people feel like a victim. And when you're a victim, you look for a rescuer. And I think that it really weakens the spirit of people to think you always have to have someone that's going to come take care of your needs. And instead of looking in the mirror and just saying, hey, you know what? I'm daggum strong, and I'm going to face it, and I'm not going to hide in a corner from this fear. And that's why I'm going to get back in that Stearman, my other airplane. We finally got it fixed. And the Stearman is a 1942 relatively dangerous plane, and I'm not going to allow it to not be part of my life. I'm just going to go ahead and do the things that I've always done, embrace it, even though I'm scared. I'm going to go forward with that.
So when you get on the runway, you were feeling frightened.
With the Stearman, I'm very frightened. Yeah. I talked to a Stearman pilot at Lovell Field when they did that air show about a month ago. I was out there, and I said, how many hours will I have to have before I'm not sweating bullets when I land? He said, I've got 3,000 hours, and I still sweat bullets every time I land this plane because it's so difficult to land. So it makes me feel better.
The old, I'm always using the philosophy risk versus reward. Is the risk versus the reward?
Well, I do too. And if I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it because the risk. You asked me to go skiing in Colorado. I don't really want to go skiing, and it's not worth the risk to my knees because I don't want to. It is mm-hmm. worth it to me because I'm in heaven when I'm flying an airplane and a few other things too, and I need more of that stuff. So maybe someday you can go up with me and we'll do some loops.
I'd love to check it out. I don't know if I want to do the one you were just speaking of, because if you're frightened, I know I'm going to be.
Only on landing. So as long as it's in the air, I'm fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I do want to encourage people to know one thing, and I say this on my podcast constantly. I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. When it comes to health, if you're not a learner, you're going to probably lose. Because the status quo is always about, again, making you a victim, and then they're the rescuer, and that will be selling you something. And I really feel that people need to be empowered with information, and that's where TheHolisticNavigator.com, my podcast, is not there to sell anything. It's there to educate. The one I just did and posted was on brain chemicals. And we actually have a test now where you can, for $199, you can test your neurotransmitters. What does that mean? That means, why would you give someone an antidepressant if they don't need serotonin? Well, and just guessing at it. Now we can test, and if you're low in it, then you do the right things. And nutritionally, there's plenty of options to do it. If that doesn't work, you do a drug. But let's, you know, the area of psychiatric medicine is a very vague area that is tremendously filled with just guesswork. And we're dealing with drugs that have significant side effects. So empower yourself. Come to Nutrition World, get the neurotransmitter test if you are concerned about how your anxiety, depression, feelings of well-being, and the things that go on. And I'm going to get me one, as I normally do. I'm the guinea pig. And I know I have some issues. I mean, I've had off and on anxiousness, anxiety, and back in the long days ago, depression and such. And as we age, we have to step up our game. We just do. Mm-hmm. Father Time is not the most kind to human beings, because we actually were put on this earth genetically to do one thing, and that is to procreate, to have babies. And so our prime time is between 15 years old and 29. That's really in our prime. And after that, we're kind of discarded by Father Time. And that means that Father Time doesn't care about us living to be 90 and be functional. So we have to assume that we have to take over the charge at that point. Mm-hmm. You never look a day older, Sean, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you. I don't feel that way. When I look in the mirror, I'm about to hit a birthday 53, which, used to seem real old, but now it doesn't seem that old anymore.
Lordy, isn't that the truth? Yeah, I'll be on Medicare before long. I'll be talking to Medicare Misty.
Medicare Misty. She can certainly take care of you for sure.
That was a good show. I mean, you know, I've learned so much being on Vital Health Radio, and Dr. Green has opened my eyes to some of the real gifts of the medical community. And because I can tend to be a little bit too harsh and dismiss some things. A lot of it depends on finding the right person. Mm-hmm. That really is the key. And I really, really encourage people to find people who are not fear-based, who will be a positive influence. Because what you hear from someone who has an authority figure in your life as far as health can can heal you or destroy you. Mm-hmm. You have to find people who will not put you in the corner of, again, being a victim. And I went to a person just a few weeks ago that was negative about my hip. Well, I want to hear the truth now. Don't think I'm just asking people to lie to me. But hope is the key to healing. Hope is the key to so much of our life, and it's being grabbed and taken from us on every single level, again, because if we're a victim, then we're susceptible. So I have got on a rant there, and I'm sorry, because we've used up all the time, Tom.
It's time to wrap it up.
All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and stay strong and fearless.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.